Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net. And actually, this is pre-recorded yesterday. I'm in Schaumburg, Illinois at the NAFCD, which is the national, actually they've changed their name now. It's the North American Association of Floor Covering Distributors. And I am here with their president, Al Mages. How you doing today, Al?
Very good.
Thanks for being with me and talking to our listeners. So you're the president, and actually you've been serving your term. I guess you hand this thing over in about a month, don't you?
November 1st, Jack Linden Schmidt will take over.
All right. And that's your part-time job. Your day job is actually with Erickson's Flooring and Supply, which covers what areas as a distributor? What states do they cover?
We're a Midwest floor covering distributor in Chicago, Detroit, Grand Rapids, and Indianapolis.
Okay. And at this show, tell us from an attendance standpoint, and for those people who have never been to the show, this is a show where manufacturers come together with distributors and they meet, and it's on an annual basis, and it's in Schaumburg, Illinois this year. And I think next year you're going to Arizona with it. Is that right?
We're going to Phoenix, Arizona, yeah, next year.
All right. So looking at the attendance this year, obviously with the economy down just a little bit, attendance is off just a little bit, but it's not too bad. What would you say?
I think we're off with manufacturers and distributors approximately 15%, which is down from last year, but comparatively to other association shows, it's a pretty good attendance.
And as part of the show, certainly you have a lot of seminars and keynote speakers, and we should probably go through that in a minute. But you also have, in both of the afternoons of the shows, you have this exhibit hall, and I think you have 77 booths this year. Is that right?
That's correct. This is the third year of our marketplace, and the marketplace is designed to put manufacturers and distributors together. Unlike other shows, it's exclusively for distribution and manufacturers.
So let me ask you, can you tell us, give us just a quick run through on some of the key speakers that you've had at this event?
Well, Monday night, we highlight one of the industry leaders every year, and with the executive board, we invite one of the manufacturers to attend, and we have a dinner, and we sit down and just discuss the market and business in general. And last year, we had Mark Hollinger of Mannington Mills. This year, we had Randy Merritt of Shaw Industries. And so Monday night, the executive board met up in our room, and we had dinner served, and for 3 or 4 hours, we just had a chat.
And he actually, I got here today, he actually spoke to the whole organization and did a great, about a 30-minute speech about the state of the economy. So, you know, some of the highlights of that was one interesting thing he pointed out at the beginning is that distributors are more really in hard surfaces now than they used to be, and that only about 30% of the distributors that are in attendance carry carpet now. I thought that was interesting. But some of the things he pointed out was is that naturally we all know the market's off, but there are, you know, is some glimmer of hope that things will start to turn around, and he addressed, I guess, some of the specifics about that.
And I think one of the most important things is he didn't really talk about the economy. He talked about things he could control. And he did recognize that it is a tough market, but he paralleled our value equation or the pillars of our organization. And he talked about leadership. He talked about networking. He talked about education. He talked about trends, okay? And he gave us an insight into what Shaw Industries is doing and how he operates as a manager in their company. Of course, we do the marketplace every afternoon, and we started this morning with roundtable discussions. We had two different sessions and with, I think, 10 or 12 different topics, and that was very successful, followed by a distributor research project that was done by Jason Bader, and that was quite well received, and there'll be a recap of that study that will be available. But the research project basically talked about the distribution manufacturer relationship and the good, bad, and ugly of those relationships. And I think it was very educational for both distributors and manufacturers. After Randy did our keynote this afternoon, or at lunch basically, Megan Johnson did a session on communications amongst the generations. And she talked about the four generations the last 50 years, and basically highlighting the, as she referred to it, as the millennium, which is the current generation, and what is important to them. So, and after that discussion, we moved into the marketplace. Tomorrow, again, we're going to have some focus groups, and the focus groups is intended to give some feedback to the NAFCD about what manufacturers and distributors are looking for, where we can add more value to our equation. And basically, this convention is our annual convention, and we want to deliver a better product focusing around the four pillars of our value equation: our leadership, trends, education, and networking. We're tying this in with our educational. We have, I think, 2025 attendees at the NAFCD University. And this year we're focusing on sales and sales management, and it was a two-day program contiguous to this convention. And our feedback has been very positive at this point. So tomorrow morning we're going to have a focus discussion. And again, we're trying to get feedback from our membership of what we can do and do better. We're going to follow that by a couple of sessions. Alan Bowyu, who's an economist who has talked at this convention previously, is going to do a session, a breakout session, and he's an economist that puts it in practical, understandable terms. He'll do trend research, current economics, very well received, backed by popular demand. There'll be a sales track done by Tom Riley tomorrow. We'll have Rick Johnson doing a session on sales. We'll have Ken Schmidt, former director of communications for Harley-Davidson, doing a keynote on marketing. And there'll be a session in the afternoon with Denise Turner. And basically, the focus there will be on color trends. And then again, we'll do our marketplace. And in the evening, we'll have the president's reception, which are invited guests of convention members.
Well, let me ask you this, Al. What is the health of the distributor market right now? Is it pretty healthy? I mean, I know we've talked about the economy and that situation. But when you look at the channels and the way floor covering is distributed, is the distributor sector a healthy sector?
We're like many other sectors in the economy. There's consolidation going on in distribution as there is in manufacturing. That's what we're seeing in our industry. But I would say our overall health is pretty good. The association's health is very good. We talked in our executive meeting about doing some things to continue to add value to what we offer to our membership. We talked. We've got a pretty large retained earnings fund. Probably more than we need as a safety net. And the executive committee did discuss establishing a capital expenditure fund and taking a portion of that fund, establishing a policy of the amount of retained earnings that we need, maybe 60 to 80% of our general and administrative funds needed every year to run our association, and taking the remainder and a portion of the remainder and using that to additional initiatives that will add value to our membership. We did talk and discuss in our executive meetings about doing a co-convention with a related group. We're looking at doing a combined show in 2010 with a related industry that is very close to ours, that with the shared expenses we can improve the convention. Again, for our membership, we feel that it's a way to add value.
All right. Well, Al, we're about to run out of time. I appreciate you spending time with our listeners today. We've been talking to Al Magus. He's the president of the NAFCD, and we've been talking to you from Schaumburg, Illinois, at the 37th Annual Convention. This is Kemp Haar with FloorDaily.net.